Chapter 2. Ryu, darling, I'm so happy for you. Mrs. Hayabusa's dark eyes glowed with warmth. She returned her son's enthusiastic hug and realized once again that she had to stand on tiptoe. Her boy had grown so much. Ryu tore himself away.
I don't believe it. No, I do believe it. I don't know what I believe. Oh, this is incredible.
He let out a whoop of joy and leapt into the air. Miss Hayabusa laughed.
I've never seen you like this, my son. I've never felt like this.
For the first time since coming home, he sat down on the small box he had been carrying. Opening it delicately, he pulled out the only item of clothing he had ever cared about, his black belt. He tried it on and felt more power surging through him.
How does it look, Mom?
Miss Hayabusa looked deeply into her son's eyes. Beautiful, Ryu, she said, her voice barely above a whisper. Just beautiful. Ryu nodded. His joy had overwhelmed him. He had hardly been able to see straight, but his mother's eyes brought him back to earth. There was sadness behind them, and Ryu knew why.
It's time, I guess, huh? He said.
Ryu could tell his mother was trying not to look upset. She held her head high and smiled. My dearest son, she said, I know your fate was determined for many, many years ago. You began your training when you were still in diapers. I have watched you, seen you progress, shared your joy, and I know that all of it was in preparation for this day. But somehow, her voice broke. Ryu rushed to her side and put his arms around her. She let him stay there for a moment, taking comfort silently. Then she gently took his arms away and walked across the living room. The delicate straw tatami mat rustled under her footsteps. She stopped at the oaken chest and choked back a sob. Pulling open the top drawer, she took out a sleeved envelope. Holding it in her trembling fingers, she turned it to face her son. When your father left Tokyo for America, he was a young man, she began. He was proud of his newborn baby boy, Ryu. He couldn't wait to come home from his expedition, and neither could I. I remember his parting words exactly. I give you this, my dear Asami, with a reluctant heart. I know I will be seeing you within 2 weeks, but in the unlikely event I should not return, save this letter, this guidance, until Ryu has become a man. On that day, you must give it to him, and wish him success with all your heart. Ryu nodded. He had heard the story as a little boy and never forgotten it. I was startled, Miss Hayabusa continued, but your father comforted me. He assured me he would come home, and I believed him. She lowered her eyes. Never did I think I would have to give this to you, Ryu. A tear rolled down her cheek as she handed her son the envelope. Ryu took it. He felt icy cold, numb. He was torn between the urge to comfort his mother and the call of destiny that had driven him every day of his life. The envelope was yellowed with age. He shuddered when he saw the words written upon it, "For Ryu upon his passage to manhood." His father's faded handwriting was an eerie reminder of the man he had never met, a man whose disappearance he still did not understand.